Hey guys, this is the Intimacy Podcast for the Million Dollar Man, and I'm your host, Rhonda Farr. We're talking all about high achievers who want to create more emotional connection and intimacy in their relationships, and what it's like to be in a relationship with a high achiever. Please enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Intimacy Podcast for the Million Dollar Man. Today we are talking about worth and value, and I hope you won't find it too girly or feminine for you to stay with me. So here is your invitation. Even if you hear me say some things that you feel like, oh my gosh, that's fluffy or that's kind of soft, I want you to stick it out with me to the end and then really reflect on what I said and see if you can find the relevance in your own life. Okay, this next thing has nothing to do with the podcast today, really, but I have been watching Love on the Spectrum. It's on Netflix, and my husband first suggested it to me because he knows I love relationship reality shows. And I want to tell you guys, it is, number one, freaking adorable, and number two, it's hilarious sometimes. And number three, I really think it's relatable. We watched both seasons. They're not super long. We watched both seasons recently, and I said to my husband, you know, I really think we could learn a lot of lessons from these relationships. They're so unassuming and just accept things at face value, and they just want love so bad. They're willing to put in so much work, and they're willing to tolerate so much discomfort to find love. We really take things for granted in relationships sometimes. So I just want to put in a little plug. I get nothing out of this for that show, Love on the Spectrum. And if nothing else, it is like really cute and funny. But also just as a reminder of sometimes the things that we take for granted that other people work really, really, really hard for. And it'll probably make you really appreciate the relationships you have in your life that you get to enjoy every day. Okay, I'm going to start out with a quote by Oprah Winfrey. She said, "In life, you don't get what you want. You get what you believe you are worthy of." Think about that. What does that mean to you? You don't get what you want. You get what you believe you are worthy of. What if we change that to, in relationships, you don't get what you want. You're only able to get or receive what you think you're worthy of. Does that seem like it fits for your relationship? What about the people around you? Maybe your kids or your siblings or your parents. Does that fit for them? Jamie Lima, author of the new book Worthy, says, "In life, you don't soar to the level of your hopes and dreams. You stay stuck at the level of your self-worth. You don't rise to what you believe is possible. You fall to what you believe you're worthy of." That's why we're talking about worth today, guys. Again, if we convert Jamie's quote into a relationship quote, it might sound like this. In relationships, you don't soar to the intimacy of your hopes and dreams. You stay stuck at the level of your self-worth. You don't rise to what you believe is possible. You stay stuck in the relationship dynamic you believe you're worthy of. Okay, so I think it's important now to distinguish between what worth is and what self-confidence is, because many of you, I think, are pretty good at self-confidence and might not be quite sure of your self-worth, okay? Accomplishing the thing that might give you the confidence that you can accomplish more things is something that many of you are pretty good at. But that confidence doesn't always feel fulfilling. You'll probably agree if you've accomplished many things in your life. It still doesn't make you feel like you're enough because you just keep getting hungry for more and you keep wanting that next big achievement. And you always will until you're able to really feel worth inside. Worth that is separate from achievement and confidence. I know many of you are going to resonate with this because you often tell me, like, yeah, it felt good for a moment, or if I lost everything, I'd just build it back again. Like, you guys are really, really confident. But I also hear many of you tell me, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to stop doing. I'm afraid of stopping the achievement process. many of you have these feelings inside of you, these emotions going on inside of you, and you hate it when I ask you to get close to those emotions and feel them. Some of you have told me it feels like failure if you really dive into the emotion. It feels like almost intolerable. A couple of my clients have just like shaken their head and they're like, why are you asking me to feel this? Well, today I hope we get a clear answer of why we want to dive into relationships. Worth, according to Jamie Lima, is when you believe and know you are just innately valuable. You're worthy of love and you innately belong exactly as you are, not as you achieve. Again, worth is when you feel like you're valuable, worthy of love and belonging exactly as you are, not as you achieve. Some of you guys, you have been taught your whole lives that achieving equals belonging. Achieving equals accolades, worth, and value. And it's really, really difficult to shift that thought. Like I said before, this might sound a little soft and fluffy to some of you. It might be hard for you to keep listening to this because you don't resonate. It might sound a little girly to you, but I promise you need to hear this too. Most of you don't feel innately worthy. Pause. Would you agree? Like if we stripped you of everything else, and I've done podcasts on this before, so some of you already thought about this, but if we strip away everything but just you, you were sitting on a park bench by yourself, do you feel innately of worth and value? I talk to you every day, and I know that many of you don't. You don't feel worthy if you don't have the money or the cars or the vacations, especially the titles. It's almost like a loss of identity if we think of giving those things up. So I want you to start thinking about your worth without tying achievements, positions, or money to that feeling, okay? According to Lima, self-confidence is internal, but it's based on external things, okay? So self-confidence is also internal, but you're basing that confidence and growing that confidence on something outside of you. Like how you assess your skills, how you assess your competencies, how you compare your skills to other people. So there's a lot of comparison in that. How much of a measure of success you have according to what the world tells you is important and successful. None of those things ever build real feelings of self-worth though, okay? Do you see it? Both of them might be internal, okay? But self-worth is not dependent on external things. If you don't build those feelings of self-worth alongside the confidence, you will likely keep feeling that something's missing, no matter how much you accomplish. And I know, again, a lot of you have already felt this. You've accomplished this beautiful life externally. You've accomplished everything you thought you wanted, but you still don't feel happy and at peace inside. And this is why. You have to build the self-worth alongside the confidence. Some of my clients come to me and they think they'd be happier with another partner. So when they accomplish everything they thought they wanted, but they don't still feel happy, they're like, oh, I just need another partner. Many of you are doing this. And that may be true in some cases. I don't speak in absolutes. But no matter what, if you don't do the internal work of growing your feelings of worth and finding peace inside of you, you're going to take the same dynamic into your next relationship because you're still taking you. Even if you get a new partner, you're taking a version of yourself that is the same if you don't do this internal work. Many of you wish your partner could boost and buoy you up when you're struggling. And I get that. I don't think that's an abnormal ask in a marriage. Most of us want that. However, for some of you, it's really difficult for your partner to support and build you up. And there's a couple of reasons why that happens. I've had a few conversations with clients and even partners of clients about this week. Number one, if you've developed a lot of self-confidence in your achievements and you think that's what's going to give you your value, you're probably going to try to present a persona that doesn't show weakness. You're going to try to present a persona of what you want other people to think and see in you, not what's really inside of you. And you'll likely feel that you have to make sure everyone around you perceives you as this strong, independent person. And guess what? When that's the side of you that they know or that you're willing to let them see, they'll often feel like, number one, either you don't need to be built up anymore or they'll feel so inferior to you and like they're in this one down position that it won't even occur to them that they could adequately build you up or support you in the way that you crave. Also, if you're not feeling that internal sense of worth already, you probably aren't going to believe your partner anyway when they tell you that they see these innately good qualities in you. You'll think that they are not being sincere or that they don't even know what they're talking about. I have to be honest, my husband will sometimes tell me the kindest things, and honestly, I don't always receive them well. Sometimes I literally stop when he says something to me and I'm like, wait, are you being serious? Are you just trying to make a joke here? Because if he tells me something that I don't believe about myself or that I'm working on trying to believe, it just doesn't land for me. Sometimes he'll say that about my parents, especially if I look like ragamuffin, like a mess like I do sometimes. He'll pause me and he'll say, you're so beautiful. And if I feel like an absolute mess, I'll be like, are you just trying to stick it to me here? Are you trying to take a jab? He'd be like, no, like you really are beautiful. Or sometimes when he's talking about my business, like, I'm so proud of you. I can't believe all the great work you're doing in the world. I'll be like, he doesn't know the work I'm doing. Like what? Especially if I'm trying to find my value in my own job. It just doesn't land for me. It's super difficult for your partner to fully support and buoy you up when you're not willing to show them who you really are. And also when you're not building those internal feelings of worth along the way. And it's super hard to expose your vulnerable parts if you don't feel the sense of value and lovability internally. Speaking of myself here too, you guys, it's super hard to expose those weaknesses. I have struggled with this for years. I'm getting better at it, but I still see areas of my life where I need to improve in that. Some of you have no idea why you'd want to dig in to and face some of these deeper things that you'd rather forget. Well, what we're talking about right now today, this is why. That's what feeling worthy is all about. Diving in, finding peace and healing and accepting and having compassion for those parts of you that you have pushed down for so long. Remember, in life, you don't get what you want. You get what you believe you are worthy of. And if you keep trying to fill those voids and you keep trying to feel better about yourself by sticking to your career goals and your career achievements or sticking to this external measure of confidence to build the internal feelings, it will just never work. In relationships, remember, you don't soar to the intimacy that you hope and dream of having. Rather, you stay stuck at the level of your self-worth. You don't rise to what you believe is possible. You stay stuck in the relationship dynamic that you believe you are worthy of. And how do you work on that worth? Well, you have to go in and find those things that are currently telling you that you're not worthy. Some of those were picked up in childhood. Some of those were picked up in adulthood. Some of those were acquired along the way in your careers and like obviously your family of origin and your parenting attachments and some other traumas that I have no idea how to call out right now. Those are the things inside of us that often make us feel like we're not enough, that we are different, that we are fundamentally flawed. If we don't dive in and fix those things, it's going to be really, really difficult to feel at peace, to receive. Remember our last couple of podcast episodes, we've talked about receiving. It's really hard to receive if you don't dive in and find peace inside of yourself. It's really hard to build that capacity if you're going to try to do that with accomplishments outside of yourself. It's really difficult to feel and receive the love of your partner and believe that they are there to support you and to build you up and to build an intimate and true partnership along the way if you can't find that access to yourself and that compassion and love for those difficult parts of you, okay? If you want more intimacy in your relationships, I just don't see any way around it. And you guys, I've seen a lot of you try a lot of different things, and I have too, right? We have to be willing to face ourselves and then allow somebody else to know those parts of us. I know it's scary. It's scary for me too. But I bet you're going to be surprised by how good it really feels to finally let go of trying to rely on external confidences and trying to always manage what other people see in you. I've had a couple of clients recently tell me, like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize before, but this freaking feels amazing. We feel so much more in control of our lives. Our relationships, not just with our partners, but with other people, get so much deeper and more sincere. Even sleeping better. You guys, so many of you, when you stop trying to control the facade or hold up this mask that makes you look stronger or better, like, your body's finally able to relax and you can even sleep better. And of course, the beautiful connections that get to happen with your intimate partner, both physically and emotionally. So here is your plea from me. Those things inside of you that feel like might mean imminent failure if you're willing to face, or those things inside of you that feel really uncomfortable to sit in and to look at and to really get to know. What if diving into those things has been the answer all along? All right, friends, I'll talk to you next time. See you later.